Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
I am proceeding tightly wound. Or tighter, not that tight, but tighter than I want to be. Let's put it that way.
You tell.
Well, first of all, I guess I'm going to start with a thing that I do like is noticing more and more the interconnectedness between all of us and how, we're all experiencing a lot of similar things from different angles. And I like that awareness. So I want to, or the more and more awareness of that, I do like.
Excellent.
And then, like, my little puzzle or what I want to get more clarity on. Excuse me? Did you say?
Continue.
Okay, so my little puzzle that I would like to get more clarity on is in that interconnectedness and, my piece of that interconnectedness. Now, intellectually, I know, or how I take action in that. Let's start with that. Intellectually, I know, okay, trust myself, go with the flow, listen to my impulses. I mean, I'm given my self-evidence that that's a very good way to proceed. But then recently, some things have come up that have given me evidence that I might not be quite as far as long as I thought I was. So, for instance, like on the low energy, or I feel myself wrapped up. Okay, two instances. There's been more, but two examples that I feel maybe not as clear on is one, my son got bit by some kind of an insect before he went to Europe for 2 weeks. And we had him on medicine, but as soon as he leaves for the airport, the medicine, he says the infection is coming back or the swelling is coming back. And I'm telling him to go to a doctor over in Europe. He says, no, he's going to push through it. The day before he comes back, he says, he's in so much pain. He wants to scream. This pain is spreading throughout his body. And I'm sitting there that night. I couldn't sleep because I'm worried about him. But I'm also thinking, okay, I felt like there was a part of me that could have gone into the direction of, this is his life. This is what he's creating. He's creating this. And I could have even gone in the direction of, he's going to be fine, and really not worried about it. I mean, I could have done that. I think maybe, but that's at some point I could have done it. But what seemed to keep me from doing that was I was thinking about, okay, as his mother, what action should I take? I was anxious because I wasn't sure what I should do. One, what I should do as a mother who loves her son, or would I had images in my head. If he's screaming in pain, he's on this flight. If this infection is spreading, would the difference of me getting someone to the airport to get him to a doctor, could that be the difference of having him be really severely injured or not having him severely injured? I was just as a puzzle to what actions I should take. And I would, like when I was lying in bed, I was just telling myself, just trust myself, that's what I need to do. But I'd gotten myself so wound up that, I wasn't sleeping or whatever. I mean, it's not a huge wound up big deal, but it definitely got my attention. So that's the first thing I'm wondering, like, how to take action in this interconnectedness versus me just being what I perceive to be selfish and say, it's their deal, they'll work it out. And then the other thing, which isn't quite as close to me, is the, what's going on in Palestine and Israel. It's easier for me not to pay attention to that because it's distance far away. I see it, and I have been looking at, like, I looked at some pictures, and there's been curious. I am aware of it, and I don't like it. I can't understand how humans can treat each other that way, But here again, I don't know what action I can take, and anything that would make me feel worse, I don't think it's going to be beneficial for anybody. So, you know, so I kind of get a little messed up not knowing, okay, so we're all, this is part of me. It's in my world. We're all interconnected. And I'm a puzzled as to what actions I should take sometimes.
Very well. And I would express an acknowledgement to you that you are evaluating it, that you are noticing it, and that you are doing that from the perspective of being interconnected, not being alone. For what I would express to you is that your first scenario of generating that direction or that thinking of other individuals are creating their reality and they will do it however they do it, and that you are not a part of that, and that you cannot affect anything, is incorrect.
Yeah.
As I have expressed previously to all of you, yes, you are correct that you cannot choose for other individuals, that you do not create their reality, but you do influence. You do influence. Therefore, you do generate an effectiveness for change in relation to what you do that does express a difference in relation to that interconnectedness. You do not exist in this reality alone. And therefore, in being so interconnected, what you do does affect and influence other individuals and your world.
So this is where sometimes I get a little, I don't know if confused is the word, but wondering. So I agree with everything you said, but where it's, so everything I do affects the whole world. So what if I just led my life doing everything that completely made me happy? So part of me thinks, even if I didn't have any contact with my son or the Palestinians, or that if I did everything that just made my spirit soar, they would all turn out all right, because that's the every action affects them.
How I would respond to that is that you are partially correct. And the reason that I would express that you are partially correct is that, yes, that is very important. But you also do not exist in a utopia.
Right.
Therefore, there are other actions that are occurring in your world, and there are other people in your reality that influence you as much as you influence them. Now, another aspect of this is considering your belief systems and the belief system of duplicity, which creates those evaluations of right, wrong, good, and bad. And also being aware of yourself and knowing that you incorporate your own individual guidelines that are essentially your display of good, bad, right, and wrong in relation to you. Now, that being recognized, it is a matter of acknowledging that and the interplay of that in relation to being interconnected and not being alone, and that the actions and behaviors of other individuals and their choices are also influencing of you, for you do have your own individual guidelines that express that right, wrong, good, bad to you. Now, the tricky aspect, which is the tripwire for most individuals, is genuinely being aware that those guidelines only apply to you and what you do. But in that, they also generate evaluations within yourself with regard to what other individuals do, what other countries do, what other people do, what governments do, everything. Now, in that, other individuals express behaviors and choices and actions that may not be in harmony with your guidelines. Therefore, you evaluate them as good, bad, right, or wrong. In that, it is a matter of using that information to generate actions, behaviors, and expressions yourself that are in harmony with your individual guidelines. And that includes how you participate with other individuals. Now, in this, it is not necessarily a matter of expressing yes or no in those black and white terms to other individuals or other situations or outside situations, but rather expressing the awareness within yourself, what is my choice in relation to my guideline, being motivated from a point of love. Now, not in the idea or the expression that you are so accustomed to and familiar with in philosophies, in religions, and in relation to what other individuals express esoterically in love is everything, and that you should always be expressing love in one capacity that is more correct than your philosophies and than individuals actually realize. But they do not define it or express what that means. Therefore, it becomes merely words and cliche, but not actual practical information or direction for you. Now, in that, if you are actually evaluating what is my choice, what is my action in relation to my guidelines, honoring my guidelines, knowing I am interconnected with everything in my world, allowing myself to express my guidelines from a motivation of love, which is what? Knowing and appreciation. If those two components are not present, it is not a point of love. Love is never conditional. There is no such thing as conditional love versus unconditional love. There are not two kinds of love. There is only one, and it is always unconditional. For it is not a feeling. It is an expression. Now, in that, what does it mean to be expressing knowing and appreciation? It means that in the knowing, you see what the genuine manifestation and expression is. Not the surface, not behaviors, not actions, but what the actual genuineness is of whatever it is you are connecting to. I do not limit that to only other individuals, for you can love more than individuals. You can love any manifestation. You can love expressions that are not even manifest. Therefore, Adam, whatever the object or subject is that you love, The first aspect is the knowing, which means you see it genuinely. You recognize its value, its worth, and its deservingness in the genuine sense of deservingness. And you appreciate that, which expresses the acceptance of it naturally. And as I have expressed previously, very frequently, in most expressions of love, but not all, it is very natural to express affection as a natural byproduct and extension of love. Therefore, you do generally express a feeling that accompanies love, not that it is an expression of love, but that it is an addition to it, with affection, which is a feeling. Now, that being expressed, when you present any situation to yourself in which you are presenting a choice, and in your terms, what do I do? In some situations, the choice may be not to physically do anything. In other situations, the choice may be to physically do some action. But how you evaluate that is, first, you look to yourself and to your guidelines, such as your scenario with your son. What are your guidelines? What is important to you? You may or may not agree with his choices, but in relation to the choices that he is generating, what are your guidelines saying to you that you agree or do not agree with in relation to what he is doing? If you disagree, acknowledge that you disagree, and why, and in that, let us say, in your example, he expresses, no, he is not choosing to engage a physician abroad. And that may immediately signal you, in relation to your guidelines, that you do not agree with that choice. Now, in that, rather than moving in the direction of, very well, this is his reality, they are his choices, he will do what he will do, and it is not for me to express in any capacity. No, you are interconnected, you are involved, or you would not present it to yourself. And remember, you are invested. Also, remembering that being invested does not always require you to involve yourself in what does not involve you directly, which I am understanding is a difficult statement to understand. But in that, rather than moving in that automatic evaluation and idea and thought process, it is a matter of, he expresses, no, I do not want to engage a physician of blood. You express an immediate recognition of a slight discomfort with that answer. Now, it is a matter of evaluating that. You generated a communication to yourself. You are not comfortable. Why? Or, what are my guidelines? What has been triggered with my guidelines that this is not in harmony with? Very well. That is not what I would do. If I were experiencing that type of discomfort, I would engage a physician, regardless of where I am. Very well. That is acknowledging your own guidelines. Now, also, in relation to your own guidelines, recognizing that this is what you would do, therefore that guideline applies to you, but not necessarily to him. Now the question is, what do I do? In that, what would be an expression of your guideline and be satisfactory to you without forcing or pushing with the other individual, knowing that you cannot change his choices, but that you do express an influence. Therefore, it is a matter of what am I comfortable with? In relation to my investment with my son, what involvement am I comfortable with, and how can I express my guidelines, but from a point of love, knowing and appreciation, not instruction, not control, not pushing, not forcing, not demanding. None of those are expressions of knowing and appreciation. Therefore, from that point of knowing and appreciation, what are my choices to engage? Perhaps your choice may be to generate an interaction with your son and genuinely express yourself that you are uncomfortable, that you understand and you honor his choices. But it is also important to you that you express yourself and that you want to express how much you love this individual and that it is distressing to you and uncomfortable to you that he is uncomfortable. Or that he is unhappy. Or that he is experiencing pain. And perhaps in relation to your guidelines and being motivated from that point of knowing and appreciation, you may express to him your availability to involve yourself if he requests it. Your availability to aid or to help if he requests it. In that, you are acknowledging yourself and your guidelines. His choices are not what you would do, but he is different. You acknowledge what you would do in relation to your guidelines. You also acknowledge that you are invested. You also acknowledge that you are not necessarily in agreement, but agreement is not required to be supportive.
Okay, I think I got two pieces here that I was grappling with. I was like thinking, if I tell him to go to the doctor and he doesn't go, I get worried. That's why I would just say, nope, it's his thing to let go of the worry. So I get it. So just expressing myself from that position, and then I can let go of the worry and know that, you know, I've expressed myself and it is his, he chooses what he wants to do. But I have expressed myself. So there's no really need for me to worry if I express myself.
And in expressing yourself, it is also a matter of not denying that worry. For what motivated the worry? What motivated the worry is that you do express an investment, a caring, a love for this individual, and that you want to continue to participate with them. For in this, although you may not objectively be thinking it, the reason that you express that concern and that worry is actually for you. For there is an apprehension and a fear that you will be disconnected from this individual in some capacity, that they will no longer be available to be interactive with you. As ludicrous as that may seem, you would be astounded at how often that actually is underlying in relation to concern and worry. For the association is, as I have expressed previously, initially, or the first aspect of the association, is that when you worry or when you are concerned, you are doing that for you do not believe that the other individual has the ability or is capable of creating their reality effectively or efficiently enough. And the reason that you interpret that association is that they are not creating in relation to your own guidelines, but you do not think of any of this. And by extension, if the other individual is not capable of generating choices that will maintain themselves and their health and their well-being in an adequate capacity, it is possible that they would no longer be in your reality for you to interact with. That is what underlies worry and concern.
But Elias, I don't want to worry.
I am understanding. But in that, this is another piece of the acknowledgement, recognizing the value of this individual to you, and that you very much want to continue to be interactive and invested with them. Now, in that, in addition to the other expressions that we have discussed, you are not only acknowledging the other individual and expressing yourself, but you are also expressing your genuine want and complimenting the other individual and acknowledging how valuable they are. The process is also the same in relation to world situations. In this, it is also a matter of evaluating, what are my guidelines? I am distressed in viewing these actions that are occurring in my world. I do not agree with them. And the reason I don't agree with them is that they are not in harmony with my guidelines. Very well. What do your guidelines express? And how can you express yourself in a manner that honors you, values all of the participants in what you do not agree with, and expresses that ripple or that influence in a manner that is being expressed from a point of love, of knowing and appreciation. It is not necessary that you interpret an object of knowing of every individual that is involved. But that you express a knowing and an appreciation of the situation. Remember, I expressed. Love is not an expression that is limited to only being expressed with other individuals. You can express love in relation to any manifestation and situations.
So even the situation between Palestine and Israel.
Yes, now in that you recognize what is occurring, and in that what is contrary to your own guidelines. Now, in that, it is a matter of being genuine. Is conflict contrary to your own guidelines? Not always.
No. Killing is.
Yes. And in that, you recognize your guidelines, and then from that point of knowing and appreciation, how do you express that? You express that in relation to no sides.
Right, no sides. I can do, yeah, no sides.
That there is a knowing and appreciation for the situation. Remember, love is never conditional.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Therefore, you cannot incorporate sides. Therefore, it is a matter of expressing that knowing and appreciation for the whole.
Oh, yeah.
Relation and recognizing there are grievances that are being expressed, there are guidelines that are being triggered, and that you incorporate an understanding of that situation, and that you are expressing that knowing and appreciation for the whole, which includes those factors that I expressed previously. Valuing, worth, deservingness, all of them are deserving. Not some of them. All of them.
Yes.
Acceptance.
Yes.
Importance.
Yes.
All of them are important. All of them are valuable.
I get that. I can see that. The thing that triggers me, and maybe in just throughout, it's like a little thread that triggers me maybe throughout. The thing that triggers me, you know, conflict doesn't trigger me. I think what triggers me is one person exerting forceful behavior over another person, and then it even both sides trigger me. It's the complete bully victim scenario. Both sides, the bully triggers me that he's trying to exert force, and the victim triggers me that they are capitulating. Although I know there's situations that you get into and when you're
ending, but in this, what is the commonality between them?
Is lack of control, or the commonality is fear of being able to control your world, or being able to make your own choices, or being fear. It's just fear of not being able to do what you want to do, I guess.
And defensiveness.
Yeah, they're both defensive.
Yes. They are both, you are correct. Expressing from a direction of control, which creates an expression of defense. And control is the same, whether it is perceived as being controlling or not having control. Being out of control or being in control. It is all the same.
Yeah.
And in that, the control is being expressed in relation to the defense. The defense is the commonality. Defense is expressed when individuals and collectives view that they interpret less power. When they are not empowering themselves, they express defense. And when they express defense, an automatic expression of defense or reaction to defense is control.
So, this expressing yourself is pretty damn important, Elias, huh?
I would very much agree.
So, expressing, see, this is my, it's really expressing yourself and letting go of the outcome or trying to force the other person into your guidelines, but just saying, expressing myself is enough.
Yes. But it is also, as I expressed previously, a matter of recognizing that you do not exist in this reality alone, and that you are all interconnected, and you are all influencing each other, and that each one of you interprets your own individual guidelines, but they only apply to yourself, not to be imposed upon other individuals. And that is the point, which becomes lost.
Yeah.
That one point of imposing your guidelines upon other individuals, not recognizing that they only apply to yourself. Therefore, this is what creates wars.
Right.
For one group of individuals are expressing their guidelines and what they perceive as their rights, their possessions, what belongs to them, what they are entitled to. And the other is expressing the same. Generally, wars are engaged in relation to possessions. And the dispute is that both sides are expressing that the possession belongs to them. Whether it be land or philosophy, or a an expression of freedom, an expression of independence, of equality. It matters not. What is being disputed or what the war is being fought over is both sides lay claim to the same possession. And in actuality, they are both correct, but what they are incorrect about is that both sides view the possession as an outside source. That cannot be shared.
Yeah.
Even a philosophy can be viewed as a possession that is an outside source that cannot be shared. It must be either or.
Yeah.
And it's, the more you become aware of yourself and your guidelines and that you are interconnected, and the more you are implementing that in your actions, in your behaviors, in your expressions, and especially in your energy, the more you are influencing other individuals to become more aware. And let me express to you, as much as many individuals are consumed with their attention in relation to outside sources and what other individuals are doing and conflicts within the world and wars and all of those expressions, on a daily, not yearly, not monthly, not weekly, on a daily basis at this point, you are changing so quickly that day by day, more and more and more individuals are becoming fed up and bored with the idea of collective conflict.
Yeah. Good.
Therefore, those that are still continuing in directions of control are expressing it louder and louder, very similar to a screaming child that is attempting to gain the parent's attention after the parent has already expressed no. And in this, to gain that attention and to gain that control, the child stomps its feet and screams and screams and screams and screams. Eventually it stops, or it stops generating a payoff from the screaming. But collectives, as adults, generate very similar actions, it's conflicts. And the more are influenced by the energy of discontent and boredom with the conflict, the louder they become to attempt to control and gain the attention. But that too is temporary.
Well, that's encouraging. Elias, can I ask you, I think we're going to be running towards the end of the session now. Ivy, from, she was on the forum. Has she disengaged?
And what would prompt you to pose that question?
Well, she, I had not had that impression, but some other people on the forum had that impression. She's stopped responding. Some people have reached out to her and there has been no response. And somebody had the impression that she is disengaged.
What I will express is an acknowledgement in relation to the impression that it has been a consideration.
Okay.
And it has been entertained. Has it been accomplished? No, not yet.
Okay. All right, Elias, I would like to end our session on some light notes.
Very well.
Because I'm feeling so, or actually maybe not light notes, maybe a little encouragement from you for me to lighten up. I just feel like I've been so heavy. I mean, it's not bad, but I just would like to have some more energy. Is this something I'm going to have to just, I guess, just ride through it? Or do you see more energy coming my way, Elias?
I do, and I would also say this is very much in conjunction with this wave.
Yeah, it feels like it.
And I would express to you the more you can move yourself in a direction of flowing.
Yeah.
As we have discussed. And the more you can move in the direction of what we have been discussing this day,
yes,
the easier it will be, and the more quickly you will regain that lightness and motivation and ease. But in this present time framework, I would express that it is very much associated with this wave.
Okay. It was good talking to you, Elias.
And you also, my dear friend. I express very much an enjoyment in our interaction.
Ah, me too. I'm right there with you.
I express tremendous encouragement to you, my friend. Remember to flow.
Flow, flow. Okay, and thank you.
And I express tremendous affection and dear lovingness to you in the genuine expression of it. Until our next meeting, in tremendous encouragement, au revoir.
I love you, Elias. Au revoir.